mean, it does, I think, has a very similar New Hope to Force Awakens similarity to its original. It's got very similar story beats, very, very, very similar how it unrolls, but it's a different kind of movie. The first one was about infighting in a like almost school-like setting. Yep. This is about mentoring. This is about an actual mission. It's like, it's funny. Gen. He terraformed Top Gun to become a Mission Impossible movie in a way with this.
Yep.
Because he added certain elements that are really what makes Mission Impossible work time and time again. Especially, I would say, the runway scene after they get shot down.
I mean, the final,
40 minutes or whatever
act of this movie. Yeah. Like the whole mission. I mean, that shit is Mission Impossible. And I feel like, what I'm saying is, absent of some of those, like what we were calling like smaller Tom Cruise movies, you're gonna have those moments, because my theory going is that he's a man who is so desperate, he so desperately wants to leave Scientology, but he knows how wrapped up he is in it, so he's like, all right, from here on out, big stunts, and I'm going to roll the dice, and eventually one of these times I'm going to kill myself and I'll finally be rid of Miscavige. I can be up in heaven with Shelley Miscavige or whatever her name is. What the fuck happened to that
lady?
No,
he gets to hell and like it's just L. Ron Hubbard like, thought you could get away, huh? Welcome to hell.
You want to know what's funny? They didn't have anything on you. They just kept saying it, boy.
I think you guys are pessimistic. I think there's going to be like this ultimate alien, afterlife he gets to go to that we will be denied.
Sure. I can't possibly afford all those classes.
He keeps surviving these stunts, which is more and more proof that the Lord Xenu happened.
Yeah, the V10s are real.
When I went to see Avatar, and I was seeing it at the IMAX.
One or two.
A dose. Where I've seen also a lot of Tom Cruise movies, and the crazy, it's not a trailer, it was just the video of him. It's just this package where he's like, hey, we're filming this crazy motorcycle stunt today, and I'm just going to do a couple of warm-up jumps just to like get, and like you go off the fucking bridge with this guy, the camera's, and I yelled in the theater, holy shit! I
get scared walking across a bridge.
Totally. But dude's fucking swan diving.
Tom Cruise knows that he has the mental acuity to make sure, because of all of his mental tests and all of his stress tests, that the bridge will bend to his will, not the other way around.
Don't think, just do.
Yes, you have to believe in yourself, and it will come to you that way. I remember seeing, there's a picture of him, I think it's some building in Saudi Arabia. It's like one of the tallest buildings ever, and like, it's an antenna at the top, and it's enough.
Was this Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol?
No, this was recently, more recent than that.
So you went back?
Just enough space for a Tom Cruise ass to sit.
Oh, yes.
And it's just him at the top of this, and I'm like, I'm shaking just looking at this picture. Like, I'm not even a bad heights guy, and I was just like, fuck. Yep. I can't take it.
That's because you haven't been audited properly, Chris. You're going to start the auditing process over and over and over again.
It's convincing me.
I haven't disappeared my wife. These are things I have to do to get on the...
The disappearing, is that mandatory? I know there's divorces that seem mandatory.
And then there's Katie Holmes fleeing in the middle of the night to have her own children. You know, that could happen too.
What's her story?
She got out.
Is there any, like, was there a problem with... I mean, I'm sure it's a weird
When I saw that article about her escaping, I thought there was going to be pieces of April all over the fucking sidewalk.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.